She really showed her business prowess.
Well, was that your father's primary occupation?
Well, yes. Well, yes, that was what he was really interested in. But he was a mail carrier. Mm-hmm. But he really was not particularly happy carrying the mail because he thought it was kind of dumb work, you know. He really did. And he owned up to the fact that he was really merely going to do it until he was able to have enough farms to really... And he had a gin, had a cotton gin and a sawmill. And for a while he had a store, a country store.
I'm running out of space on here. Fortunately, all this is on the tape, so if I don't get it all down, I can listen to it and get it down later. Where was he born?
He was born in South Alabama at Lynette.
Mm-hmm. I have a friend from Lynette. Actually, he comes from Hughley, but he says he's from
Lynette. Well, I think Daddy was born at Smith Station or something, but it was near Lynette or one of those little places.
And so when did he come to Coleman County?
With his parents when he was just a young boy. I'm not sure, but they came to Baileyton.
How you spell that?
B-A-I-L-E-Y-T-O-N.
Okay. How about his education?
Daddy finished the you know, schools of that era, which were 7th or 8th grade. And then he did take a business course in Birmingham. One of those, you know, several months things.
And when did your mother come to Coleman County?
Well, now, she didn't come to Coleman County until she married Daddy. But she was in the edge of Morgan County. Mm-hmm. See, she was born in Georgia, and then when she was 2, her parents moved to Ryan, R-Y-A-N, in Morgan County. And then it was when she and Daddy were married that they moved out east. And that was in 1909. So she came to Coleman County in 1909.
Do you know where her parents were born?
Yes. Her mother, they were both born in Georgia. They were both born in Georgia, in that area. This is an interesting thing. My mother's father's mother was a third, fourth, something cousin of James K., the president. And their branch of the had left North Carolina and had come down to Georgia a couple of generations before, I think. Or the grandmother might have been born. No, she was born in North Carolina, that's right. But both of them were Georgians.
Do you know anything about their education?
Well, they were just, they were, both of the grandparents, both of my grandparents, were just educated in the normal country schools. Mm-hmm. They didn't have any higher education.
Okay. Do you know what your mother's parents did for a living?
Yes, they were a farmer. He was a farmer. And my father's too, both of them were.
Do you know anything about earlier generations, where they came from prior to living in the Douglasville area?
Yes. They kept the... Now, the grandmother, I'm not sure about Grandmother Wynn, but Grandfather Wynn, we have just also volumes about his family, you see, because it has been...
Always been traced?
It's always been traced, yes.
Do you do that?
I just trace my own, you know. I guess I've done some. Go read the census of the certain year and so forth. But now grandfather, his mother, as I said, she was a and his father was, I think, grandfather, his father, the were, they were George.